good afternoon and welcome to Looking Back with the Bunyip, where we look at Gawler's history from 150, 100, 50, 25 and 10 years ago.
Yes.
For Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2024. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here.
Yes. And here being down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre. And it's a lovely little space to be.
It's a very comforting space.
It is. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, ludicrous occurrence. An incident creative of considerable merriment occurred at the Institute Hall on Wednesday evening during the Grace Edgerton performance. Gawler is remarkable for a pair of ratty butchers, one of whom in bulk and obesity is a rival to the noted Tichborne claimant now pursuing his studies as a lapidary under the patronage of the Home Secretary of State. As bad luck would have it, this, the heaviest man in the audience on the evening, got located on a bench so feeble in its structure that at the commencement of one of Mrs. Grace's finest songs, the frail support gave way and the 4-and-20 stone of humanity came to the floor with a rough tumble and crash that threw the Shilling Gallery into an irresistible burst of laughter.
The Shilling Gallery.
Yes.
The cheap seats.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know who the Tichborne claimant was?
No.
There was an estate in England. The lord or whatever died without the known heir.
Yeah.
And a man in Australia claimed that he was the heir of the Tichborne estate.
Oh, right.
And he went over to stake his claim, and he was a very large person. But he was found to be a fraud, and so reference to pursuing his studies as a lapidary under the patronage of the Home Secretary of State means in prison.
Oh, that's a beauty.
It's a lovely creative way
very
of saying
eloquent
in
way
prison,
of putting it. Isn't it? Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Considerable merriment.
Yes.
100 years ago, table tennis. During the winter, there has been a decided swing towards revival of the one-time popular pastime ping pong, or to give it its present-day title, table tennis. In Gawler, the game has caught on with the juveniles, and there are several combinations who have striven strenuously for honours, the venue of their matches being the homes of well-known citizens. It is quite a common thing for a house to be invaded by 16 to 20 juveniles, who can talk nothing but the game, interlarding their conversation with the progress and doings of Australia's Davis Cup representatives, which has got nothing to do with table tennis, but never mind.
No.
It's 16 to 20. I stumbled on that 16 to 20 because I was thinking 15 to 20, which is sort of a round figure.
Yes.
And 16 to 20 was just odd.
It is an odd figure.
Yes.
There was another revival of table tennis in the 70s. My father got hugely into it.
Yeah, my brother loved table tennis. Mark used to play table tennis a lot. He was played locally and at Wasley, so very vigorous sport.
Yes. So 50 years ago, objections grow on new councils. 434 residents in the area administered by the Barossa District Council have asked council to oppose moves to increase the size of local government bodies in the region. Reasons given include a few that there would be an increase in bureaucratic controls, less service at higher cost, and a large collection of communities with conflicting interests. The residents outlined their objections in circulars sent to all ratepayers. The circulators are still being returned to council, but so far, only 61 residents have indicated they favour an increase in council areas in the region. And this is, of course, referring to the breaking up of councils like Mudlarrua.
Yeah, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? So it's sort of following on from that.
Yes, it's following on, which is
that's
nice.
Quite interesting.
Yeah.
Circulators.
Yes, I stumbled on that one.
Circulars or 25 years ago. And we have football, of course.
Yes.
Freeling Football Club's swingers.
Ooh.
A group of Freeling footballers reportedly ran naked through Freeling's main street last Tuesday night. The report from, quote, our sources, end quote, has been branded as rumour by club officials who are remaining tight-lipped on the issue. But local spies claim a group of about 20 senior footballers jogged through the town centre, clad only in their running shoes, about 8:45 p.m. to finish off the training session last Tuesday night. The finals are out of reach for Freeling's A grade this year, so a lighter approach and a bit of fun could be a good, if somewhat different, way to end the season. I just hope it was cold and wet and rainy, or probably not. We haven't talked about the weather, have we?
No, but then footballers are used to getting out in the cold and the wet and the rain.
Well, they are, yes. So, yes, well, that's, as I say, one way to finish off a season with a
get a bit of attention, yes. Get in the news even if you didn't get into the finals.
Oh, dear.
10 years ago, turning water into wine. A historical Gawler church could be converted into a liquor store in a move that would see water turned into wine. Gawler Council has received an application to convert the Gawler Baptist Church on Murray Street into a Dan Murphy's bottle shop. Gawler Baptist Church pastor Jeff Noble confirmed the church was currently under an option to purchase contract. When asked how he would feel about the church potentially being turned into a bottle shop, Pastor Noble was philosophical. In the end, it's only a building. The church isn't about a building, it's about the people, he said. Okay, I thought churches were consecrated ground.
I think they did deconsecrate it.
Oh, they would have had
or
to.
Or was deconsecrated before then, because it was it leased to some other church or some other organisation? They had to deconsecrate it.
I think it was not operating as a church for some
hadn't
time.
No, for a long time.
And it was looking a bit derelict. Yeah. You know, it's nice to see an old building being restored and loved.
And it's been used.
And it does need to be repurposed.
To be honest, more people go to the liquor store than went to the church. So, but that's been the age-old problem, isn't it? The dichotomy between pubs and churches. Whenever there was a pub that came into the district, the church always swallowed, or vice versa.
Yes, yes.
So it was all the same people that went to both.
Yes.
Anyway, that's it for this week.
Yes, until next week, Kay.
Yes, and next week is leading into Gawler Show weekend, isn't
yes,
it, next weekend?
It is, yes.
I was going to enter something in the show this year and didn't get around to it.
Well, we're running a silent disco at the Gawler Show.
Okay.
Which is going to be interesting. Yes, I didn't know what a silent disco was.
Is that
was.
Wearing earmuffs?
Yes, it's wearing
So you have your own, you have your music.
And everyone has their music and they dance to their own music. So there'll be several different streams of music.
Okay, well, that sounds nice. I must have heard vaguely of it before because I sort of knew what it was.
Well, they did one last year at the Gawler Show, but it was in an out-of-the-way area and people didn't use it. So this year it's in a very prominent location, so it's going to be a busy weekend.
It might be, I've heard of it with a school or something like that.
Probably
maybe,
schools,
in a school context. Right, we've signed off, so we sign off again, and until next week.
Until next week, Kay. For all thy signs.